Ride me, this horse. Hey, man, let me get up out of here if I say so. Hey, subscribe to this YouTube channel, though. Make sure y'all do that. Subscribe to the channel. Like this video. Share it. Tell your homeboy about it. Tell your grandma about it. Everybody tell them about the Freedom Train podcast. See you. Tell them about the Freedom Train Network. Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Train Podcast. I'm your homeboy, Joseph Ward. Rocking with me is the Aldarius of all Aldarius. It's Patrick Aldarius Irvin up in this thing, holding it down for the 9-9 2000 into the 21 and 22. So back that thing forward if you know what's good for you. What it is, Pat? How you doing on this Grand Rising Monday night? Tuesday, Grand Wednesday, whatever rising. Fuck night it is. I don't know. Grand Rising Moon's Grand Rising Grand Moon setting, even though the sun don't really rise because the earth rotates, my brother. You see, because
go ahead.
I'm gonna stay like this till you finish.
I was just thinking, I was thinking about what it would look like to back that thing forward.
I had an image in my head as I said it, like girl shaking her ass and then scooting forward. That's girl, some, you look bad once you back that thing forward.
That's some metaphysical type shit, right? Ain't that like some moonwalker type shit? Hey, that's crazy. Hey,
you know what I say? Like women who can't park, especially ones who can't park backwards, every time they try to park backwards, they should put back that ass up on just doom, 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 throw that arm across that.
Yeah, and watch them crash.
Hey man, I don't care about that camera in that car. If you don't do that, throw that arm across that seat, you ain't no real one. You ain't real. I don't trust your driving if you don't throw that arm back across that seat. So we continuing our part two of our sex series where we talking about having sexual conversations with your partner, being able to negotiate sexual situations. How do you have difficult sexual conversations with somebody that you kind of nervous about, somebody that you're not necessarily sure about, and you're trying to get to know them, and before you jump into the sack and let them splat or get splacked or to be the splacker, you're trying to see what's up with them. So
every woman needs one splacker belly. I'm sorry.
Hey man, the splackavaila. I spelled it wrong, but it don't matter. It's still a splat. Hey, man, when I heard that song, I want to be a splat. I want to be a splat right. For about 2 weeks. Now we're back to me. Like I said last week, I've had plenty of people throughout my years come up to ask me how to have difficult conversations, how to ask specific questions when it comes to sex and as it pertains to the partner that they want to have sex with in it, because they're trying to get a feel of them, see where they at. So I'm not telling everybody to do this, so we're going to give different ways. So I'm a direct approach a person. So I don't have a problem with pretty much saying what's on my mind. I don't have a problem with laying things on the table. So my problem is being tactful with it, because sometimes I'm a little too honest. I've been accused of being brutally honest. So if I have any hesitation, it's me trying to make sure that I'm not talking to a woman like I talk to one of my homeboys. I just be just total blunt. So I try to make sure that I am tactful with it. But if I have questions for me, I'm going to ask the questions. And one of the first things that I tell people is you cannot be afraid. I did a class earlier today. I told the people, hey, if you're going to let somebody put something in your butt and you're scared to talk to them and have conversations with them about sex, but you're not afraid to let them put something in your butt, something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to back that up. The maturity level ain't really there. Like you should, like we shouldn't be engaging in sex and I'm afraid to talk to you. So one thing I would say is just being upfront with people, being honest with people, but you also have to make sure you're asking yourself, is this a person I could actually have this mature conversation with? And if you don't think you can have a conversation with this person, don't have sex with this person. Straight up. But one of the things I would say, and we're going to, like I said, we're going to give more, but the first thing I could think of is just to be straight up, be honest. Hopefully you're with somebody who you can talk to, but I know reality, that's not all situations, but being upfront is one of the best ways to be able to communicate what you need. You can't be afraid to say what you need. You can't be afraid to tell somebody, hey, well, this feels good, this doesn't feel good, I like this, I don't like this, because you will never have pleasurable sex if you're afraid to say what feels good to you, what doesn't feel good to you, what you like, what you don't like, what's on your mind, what you want to try, all those things. You have to be able to be open, be direct. First thing I would say is be direct. What would you say, Pat, to add to that?
I would say be prepared, like in terms of how you feel and why you feel. Be able to answer the how and the why.
Right.
You know, how would we do that? And why do you want that done? If you should at least be able to answer those on the first level of the first round of those questions. And so I would say, like, if you have good friends, don't be embarrassed to ask them if they could run through a conversation with you just for practice. So I'm pretty direct as well. But I have been in situations where associates of mine have asked me if I could pretend to be somebody that they're intimate with so that they could practice a conversation. Well, and I'm not going to say it's happened a lot. It's only happened once, but it did help that person in terms of being prepared to actually have the conversation, especially if you're doing it with somebody that's going to actually ask you some of the questions that a potential partner would ask you. So I would say, be comfortable with yourself and what you're asking for, and then do the legwork to be prepared to have the conversation. If you're actually nervous about it, then a few dry runs with somebody that you're comfortable with might help shake those nerves, or, you know, reveal some areas that you might need to think about a little bit more.
Right. Right. Now that's great right there. That's great advice, to be prepared. Be prepared for the conversation, because a lot of times people will go into the conversation and not prepared and don't really know what to say or how to answer the questions.
So and even if you don't have a friend to do it, you could prepare, like run through the conversation in your own mind. How do you think it'll go? Because somebody like me will ask you straight up, so in your mind, how is this conversation supposed to go? And I'm not always being an asshole when I do it. Sometimes I am. But sometimes I genuinely want to know, like, how did you think this was going to go? Because I want to know what you're trying to get out of it.
But also make sure you have a competent end goal in mind. And a smart end goal. I go a step further. Have a smart end goal in mind. What's the purpose of you having this conversation with this person?
Right.
What's the purpose of you asking these questions? What are you trying to find out? Right. Are you trying to find out if they're worthy? Are you trying to find out if they like what you like, they don't like what you don't like? What's your overall goal in having the conversation? Like, sometimes people will say, well, I want to ask him if he has had sex. Like, if a woman, it's a scenario with a woman and a guy, and she wants to ask him if he's had sex with another guy, but she's afraid to ask him because, and I don't blame a lot of these women, because a lot of these dudes are, they emotionally immature, so they fly off the handle. So a lot of these women are afraid to ask these guys that because they know these guys will fly off the handle. So I would say, you have to, some of those conversations you got to kind of ease into. Some of those conversations you do have to kind of warm it up. What are you guys able to just to have open conversations, period? What's the quality of your conversations overall? And now, if you're already having sex before you're having conversations, you kind of jump the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, that happens. A lot of people start having sex before they start having conversations, and that's backwards, because now you have to kind of go back and try to ask the questions, but that can add on a lot more anxiety, because you're like, oh man, he's going to think that I this or that or whatever. So he's going to think that I think he's gay. And it's like, no, you are asking questions. It's okay to be able to ask questions. It's mm-hmm. okay to ask a guy, well, how many sexual partners have you had, for the ladies? It's okay to ask a guy if he's interested in other guys. It's okay to ask a guy what's his STD status or what's his HIV status. It's okay to ask a guy those questions that you want to ask. Everybody doesn't have the same standards and morals. So whatever your standards and morals are, you stick to them. But you got to find somebody who is willing to be in that same ballpark with you. You can't put a circle in the square.
Right. And even on the, because it does make a lot of sense that women would be concerned about asking men some of these questions. And on the other side, for the men, I would say guys don't have that same concern. The primary concern for guys is they don't want to talk themselves out of pussy.
Well, saying that, the concern can be secondary or even tertiary, because let's say the lady asks a guy, well, have you ever had sex with another guy? And he answers yes, and they have a conversation about it. Some guys could, in their mind, think, well, I'm not going to tell her yes because she could use it against me.
Right. But the core of it all is a lot of women are afraid for their safety.
Right.
A lot of men are afraid of the lost opportunity.
Yes. A lot of them are. So that is true. A lot of them are afraid of lost opportunity. And I would say the rest, or not even the rest, but another group of those men are afraid of the repercussions of the relationship going sour and their reputation
right.
being sour.
And I would even say that boils into, because the way I'm thinking about a loss of opportunity is not just a sexual encounter, but a relationship either with this woman or with future women because of something she found out that got made public. So, yeah. You know, any sort of reputational damage is a potential loss in opportunities to be in future relationships or to have future situations or whatever the case might be. But I would say I agree with you in terms of being able to analyze the quality of the current conversations you have.
Before
how deep
sex.
Do you go when you discuss?
Before sex.
Before sex, absolutely. And if you've already started having sex and you realize that you're not having quality conversations with any depth, you might want to hold up until you start having those conversations. Because it's a hell of a thing to realize after you done got into a regular fucking pattern with somebody that they've never been tested and they do occasionally get blisters or bumps or boils or outbreaks in their genital regions that they think is just an ingrown hair or something, and then next thing you know, you getting them too, and go find out that it's not an ingrown.
It's something
hair.
That you can't get rid of, because a lot of people do find out that they've contracted an STD for somebody who didn't know they had an STD because they didn't have conversations before, they didn't get tested, they didn't fill out anything, they just went straight to the sex. And I get it, but we got to do different. We got to do better. So I don't know if you saw the video, but I put the link in the group chat. Aloney strikes again. So Aloney, you know, from Twitter.
Yeah.
So she asked him, you know, the question was, ladies and ladies only, what are some things that you want to tell your man, but you can't because you're kind of embarrassed of, and a whole bunch of things that women talking about that they want to. They want to tell their guys, but they don't feel comfortable telling the guys. And that could be a couple things. And some of those could be, well, they're afraid that the guy can't handle it. They may be ashamed of what they did. Maybe the guy can't handle it. But it's a lot of factors that go into it. But you know, they go wild on the lonely. So mm-hmm. they were saying all type of wild stuff that they've done and didn't want to tell their guys. But just overall, I have to be able to feel comfortable with having this conversation with you. I have to be able to feel comfortable opening up myself to you. So if I'm going to have this conversation with you, you have to make me feel comfortable.
Right.
Whether it's male or female, you have to make me feel comfortable. On the other side, you can't expect people to reveal personal information and private information to you if you haven't created an atmosphere that allows them to open up and be comfortable talking about what they've done in their past, what's going on in their life. You can't just expect people to have the same level of comfort that you have. That's where getting to know people and having those conversations and building trust. You have to build trust to have some of these conversations. Now, some of these conversations are frontline. Hey, do you get tested? Those for frontline, for me, in my opinion, frontline questions, you need to be upfront. You can't be afraid to be upfront with frontline questions. Do you get tested? How often do you get tested? Do you wear condoms? What type of condoms do you wear? How do you like to have sex? All those, do you like to get peed on? Stuff like that. Frontline questions, you're going to have to be, you're going to have the courage to ask those questions. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to. And your health depends on you having the courage to ask these questions.
But that's where I also say that's where, like, being prepared, because those are the questions you need to always be prepared to ask. Right. And the best way to get prepared is to ask them. But you can start with your friend group. Y'all probably already talk about this type of stuff anyways. So just start there, and then kind of there's no way around it. You're going to have to work up the courage to be able to sit down in front of somebody you hope to be intimate with and have these conversations, like you said. But I think the other thing at play here is having the strength of will to turn down a sexual encounter until you get the answers to the questions you need.
Well, that's the thing right there. A number of people don't have the will to not have sex before they get the answers. And a lot of it, I do want to say, is cultural.
Because it is.
The culture that they come up in, the culture that they exist in, that doesn't happen. Nobody promotes conversations around sex. Nobody promotes sexual communication. That's why you have so many conversations of women talking about not having orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
Because they either can't talk to the guy or they don't talk to the guy. You know, I've been in a situation myself. No, I'm in that angle. I'm not gonna lie. This particular one, at this particular point, I was ready to get mine. So you was gonna get this lumberjack. But talking to her later, she was like, "Well, I wanted you to do this and this and this and this." And I was like, "Well, why you ain't tell me? I would have did it." She's like, "Well, I didn't want to mess up your vibe."
I've heard that a lot from
but
women.
It's like,
yeah.
But we've been communicating though. You've been saying you earlier you said do this and then do this and then do this. But at this point you just decided not to say that. But and see, you have to be consistent. You can't give instructions at one point and then the other point drop off, and then you may not get all that you might have wanted out of it. But you have to be consistent with the conversation. You have to be comfortable with coaching people through. I know a lot of people say, "I don't want to have to tell nobody nothing. I don't want to have to teach nobody nothing." Well, you don't want to have good sex then. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what that translates to.
It's childish. Me. I don't know you. You don't know
right.
me.
Right. Yeah, that it is cultural. I've talked to a lot of women because, you know, one of my things over the past decade plus has been asking as many women as I can as many sex questions as I can. And that's a common thing, is that a common theme of older generations, not this younger one. They own some new shit. But of older generations, our generation and up has been sex is for the man's pleasure. Yeah. You know, you're there to facilitate his needs, his desires. And so that's one thing that I am happy has changed. A lot of women now are taking ownership of their own sexual experiences, which makes sex better for the men as well.
Yes, for mature men who are down to learn and really explore, because people grow sexually, and that's why even if you are, you've been in a relationship with this person a while, you should still communicate about sex, because people grow sexually, people learn new things, people want to try new things, you know, and new experiences lead to new orgasms and all that types of stuff. Right. So that's why it's imperative for you to talk, but it's also imperative for you to choose the right partner as well. If you can't talk to that person, do not have sex with that person. You have to be able to look, man. I like that talk. Tell me, talk to me.
Y'all have got to be willing to communicate, and you've got to be willing to be vulnerable. And I know when you're first starting out in a relationship, vulnerability is difficult for both partners. A lot of men have been burned for being vulnerable with women. Yeah. And a lot of women think that men just want to take advantage of your vulnerabilities to get what they want. And it's a different kind of fear, even though it's kind of the same. Both people are worried about being hurt. But the truth remains, one of the best ways to open into that vulnerability type territory, that vulnerable type territory, is to be vulnerable. Somebody's going to have to take their armor off first and show them, look, right, I'm standing in this space naked and open with you. Will you join me here? And if they won't, that's something else for you to learn from. And now you got a decision to make.
Right. But also let's say there's like, if the sexual relationship is happening, or even a sexual encounter is happening, because some people, they're not comfortable with giving instructions during the sexual encounter because they feel it may mess up the flow. Make it sexy. Be like, oh yeah, hit it right there. Oh, do that. Jump. Like, you can make giving somebody instructions sexy. You can keep the flow. You can keep the groove going. Hey, flip me over, do that, smack my ass. How, it's all in how you saying it. The prison, how they say it's not, sometimes it's not about what you say, it's how you say it.
Well, yeah, I mean, not only do you need to know yourself and your partner, but you also need to be able to read the vibe and go with it. And that doesn't mean like you literally just go wherever the flow goes. That means you know how to adjust the tempo of things in a way that doesn't destroy the mood.
If they say, oh, I like that, keep doing that.
Right.
And sometimes they may not say it. Sometimes their body may, because communication, especially during sex, is not all verbal. So sometimes you may make a move and the body jumps, or the body moves this way or that way. Or you might see an expression on her face, or the toes curl, or so. If she grab your head. Because a lot of times a girl ain't got to say shit. She grab your head and push your shit closer and when she's trying to suffocate you, that usually means you in there. And keep doing that.
But I think one of the things, though, is, you know what I'm saying? Like, also,
Get in there.
Also, just not taking yourself, because a lot of people take themselves too seriously when it comes to sex anyways.
It should be fun.
Like, sex is supposed to be fun. That don't always mean that it's going to be sexy. Some of the best sex I ever had, we was laughing a lot during it.
Don't you have no fun in this bedroom. You better be serious about this nut.
Like, chill out. Laugh. Tell it like, I'm good for telling a joke during the middle of sex, whether it's hitting on something or not. If it ain't hitting on nothing.
So, too serious. I bet you the term "she give mean ass head" came from two angry ass, serious ass people having sex. He was angry, man. Anyway, he was like, "Oh, you better. Oh, you doing that thing? Oh, girl." Then he went and told the homeboy, "Man, she gave me some mean ass head."
Hey, man.
And then his homeboy said, "Hey, man, my Paul Potter said she gave some mean ass." And there you go. Because he was a mean ass.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, and it's got to be better than beaver head. But,
and nobody liked the Edward. That too. So, guys, y'all got to communicate with these women as well. So, being a man doesn't mean you just sit back and take it if it doesn't feel good, or is not the best way, even if it hurts. You don't just sit there and take it, because, you know, you kind of help create bad habits for people, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And just like, because women and men can help people create bad habits because they are not comfortable, or they don't feel enough, they don't feel good talking to people about sex. So somebody could be doing something totally wrong. You just let them keep doing it because you don't want to talk about it, or you don't feel comfortable about it. We got to change that.
If sex is big for you, and you're with somebody that doesn't talk about sex, you have a problem.
Yes, you do. Well, you should be. Well, once again, going back to, that's why having these initial, honest, upfront conversations in the beginning before you have sex about sex, and emphasis on honest.
Right.
You cannot be lying to people. Look, if you're gonna do something, some kind of sexual thing, and you're gonna be ashamed about it, don't fucking do it. Don't do it.
If it being shown on a Jumbotron in the middle of Times Square on New Year's Eve would terrify you,
because it's like okay, certain people do certain acts, and they know those certain acts are shunned by the people that they're attracted to, the people that they want, but you still do those certain acts. So you can't expect me to just accept it because, hey, it's me. So I have my preferences, my morals, and the way I live. I have my codes and all that, the way I live. You have yours. I'm not going to compromise yours. I'm not saying you can't do what you don't want to do. Do what you want to do. Just understand that there are good and bad consequences that come with doing what you do. And if you feel like this is something that could compromise you in the future, don't do it. If you don't give a damn, do it.
Because in today's day and age, it might actually end up on a Jumbotron somewhere.
It's so, like on the Aloni thing that one of the girls was talking about, she didn't want to tell her, I don't remember all of it, but one thing she don't want to tell her man, that she got a video on Pornhub right now. But I'm like, eventually somebody gonna be beating their meat and come across that video eventually.
Yeah, if you got videos on especially on Pornhub, You need to come clean.
Yeah. Somebody gonna beat off to you.
Somebody gonna find it. Somebody you know probably already found it.
But see, the thing is, the dude you with that lady, the dude she with might not actually have an issue with it. And that's the thing.
He might not.
Because if I remember some of the posts she was saying, she was worried about what his family may say about it.
Well, why would you tell his family?
Well, no, I mean, you know, once the video, if somebody find that his girl in porn, the whole family.
Well, that's even more reason to tell him, though.
Right.
Last thing you want is my mama to come tell me that she saw you on Pornhub.
Because somebody didn't show her who didn't already beat off to your girl on Pornhub. Because you can't come back to the house now. Okay, everybody seeing you naked, probably with somebody mouth, penis, or maybe hopefully not a booty hole in your mouth or something. But yeah, once again, there's nothing wrong with you doing it. There's nothing wrong with you doing it. But if you're gonna feel ashamed about it, you might not want to do it. But
the fucking around with my family, my mama will ask you about it at the next family get together in front of everybody, and she might buy a microphone to do it.
Yeah. So when you did that Pornhub video, what were you thinking? So when you at the 25-44 mark, when you had the dick in your mouth, what was that technique you were doing? I kind of want to steal that.
I'm just saying, bro.
But see, that's the thing though. Like, you have to be able to talk to people, because sometimes it could go wrong. It could go wrong. You might lose that person. Mm-hmm. But I have a right to know what I'm dealing with. At the end of the day, everybody wants a fair shot to say no. That's right. At the end of the day, I want a fair shot to say yes or no. I don't want to be lied to. I don't want to be, I'm in this situation with this person, and then you spring this on me, and now I'm like, oh, because you've compromised things now. I want a fair shot to say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody deserves that. That's why upfront, honest, and mature conversation is needed upfront. You be direct, be honest, be upfront, be prepared. Also, be prepared for the person to say no sometimes. Be prepared for the person for you all to walk away, you all to not continue. But the conversation was had.
You got to be prepared. And that's a part of doing the conversation in your head, because one of the realistic situations could be you saying, hey, I want to talk about this, and them saying, no, I don't. And then you press and they stand firm on their no. And now you got a decision to make. So you need to have dry runs in your head or with a friend of somebody intentionally making the conversation difficult or intentionally misunderstanding you or, you know, going out of their way to flip the argument to make you the bad guy. All of that goes into being prepared. Don't just run through a best case scenario. Run through as many different scenarios as possible.
Yeah, and try to get a gauge of the person's personality. I know
you have to do that.
I know you're not going to get a full display of their total personality in the beginning, but taking your time, going on dates and stuff, and you know, not smashing before the third date or whatever. Especially if you're really trying to have upfront and honest. Now, I'm not saying that if you smash on the first date that communication can't happen, but I am saying it's kind of you want to know what you're getting into first. It's the best thing is to have an idea of what you're getting yourself into, and instead of just finding out, oh, this is what I've gotten myself into. Like you don't want to find out a person's lifestyle isn't conducive to yours, or a person may have a disease that you can't get rid of, or all those things. You don't want to just find those things out. So you want to know. like, and you know, sexual. If somebody asking you ladies and men, stop lying. Men, stop lying about your body count. Ladies, stop lying about your body count. You got to stop lying. Men, y'all stop multiplying. Women, y'all stop dividing.
Yeah, and you got to be. But you also want to ask you want to ask the same question a bunch of different ways. And right. That'll help you get sort through, because people will lie. So you got to find, but even in that, if you do like what you just said and you figure you get an idea of who the person is, say a person likes comedy, stand up comedy, there are a bunch of different skits you can put on to intentionally steer a conversation into that direction. Yep. If they like rom-coms, you can put on a movie with a particular scene. When that scene comes up, you can kind of, hey, babe, would you ever, I'll think about this when I see that.
That's a good tactic. That's a good tactic, though.
You know, so there are ways, but in order for those types of things to work.
Songs, all that.
So, right, songs especially. You know, Usher's Make It Burn is a good one for any sort of STDs.
But just Usher, period. Right. Hey, what you think about Usher? Were you trying to say I got something? No. But seriously, like you do have to, like that going back to the tactics, you have to find different ways. But like you said, gauging the person's personality as best you can. Having as fruitful of conversation in the first beginning as you can. So when it comes to talking about sex, there's at least some kind of foundation is halfway set. This is how we communicate. We can actually talk. Or I don't know if we can actually talk. And once again, though, my rule is you always err on the side of caution. If you can't have a conversation with that person, you might not want to have sex with them.
Absolutely not. But there are ways to talk without being direct, because, you know, everybody ain't direct. If you ain't direct and they ain't direct, then you got to find an indirect way to get directly what you're asking for.
Yeah. So, you don't have to be direct. You don't. Well, let me say that.
Direct is the preferred. It's the easiest way for me.
If you're a person that's not direct, that's where the tactics come in. That's right. When using, man, you can go get conversation starter games or like cards and things like that to help get conversations going. They have actual games like that for couples, like card games for couples and things like that, that you can use to spur conversation. Hell, they'll write questions down.
Well, R. Kelly is still a very relevant topic in my opinion because of everything associated with it. If I'm meeting somebody fresh out, you know, I can use the R. Kelly gate to go into so many different directions, from golden showers to pedophilia to the age gap between men and women to forced sex to, you know, we can even get into Harvey Weinstein there where, you know, and now we're talking about, is it possible for a husband to rape his wife? Like, you get into all of these different ways just through current event topics.
Yeah.
If you need to.
So for me, it's been pretty easy for me to have these conversations. I'm a direct person, but also I'm a good listener. And all my life, I'm the person, whether a person know me or not, that people tell me their business, whether they know me or not. So I'm just one of those type of people. You may not be one of those type of people, but you need to be able to create the environment for the person that you're having the conversation with, so you walk and have that open dialogue. That's what adults do. Adults make sure they create the environment so the dialogue can be rich and fruitful, and they can come out of that conversation with something that they can build with, rather than something that they can't deal with. And even if you can't build, at least you had the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
At least you had the conversation. Always err on the side of caution. But you can't, what you cannot do is be afraid to have the conversations, or you cannot continue to not communicate and not have conversations. Somebody, if you having sex with your partner and what they're doing ain't working for you, you got to speak up. That don't mean that they bad. They just got, hey man, just tweak it a little bit. Just get your little 45 degree angle with it. You know, a lot of you get done. And just because a person says, hey, I don't like that, or hey, try this, that doesn't mean you're bad at sex. That means that what you just did isn't the best thing for him. And everybody don't like the same thing. Y'all tell us in the comments, tell us what you think about some of the tips that we gave. If you have more tips, add them in the comments. Be a part of the conversation to make sure that people have the information that they need out here in these streets to have safe and fruitful and successful, pleasurable relationships out here in these streets. You heard me? Because what we don't want is people having bad sex. That's not cool. That ain't cool, man. You got to get your back blown out. Got to get up in that thing. Get your back blown out. Girl, ride me. I need a good ride, and I ain't gonna lie. I want somebody to get on top of ride me real. I ain't no good ride in a minute, boy. Ladies, ride me. This horse, hey man, let me get up out of here before I say so. Hey, subscribe to this YouTube channel, though. Make sure y'all do that. Subscribe to the channel, like this video, share it. Tell your homeboy about it. Tell your grandma about it. Everybody, tell them about the Freedom Train podcast. See, tell them about the Freedom Train Network. Make sure y'all subscribe. And if y'all want to holler at us, make sure you hit me on the email at joe@freedomtrainradio.com. And if you want to holler at Pat, hit me on the email at joe@freedomtrainradio.com. And you can visit our website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. And if any of you ladies out there like me, hit me at joe@freedomtrainradio.com. Audi.